Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
This is AMEN, the Alpha Male Entertainment Network. Broadcasting from Humidor 1A in the Cigar City of Tampa, Florida, USA. Welcome to the Cigar Dave Show. Weekly excursion into the world of cigars, spirits, and diversions. The cigar and pleasure-friendly hotlines are open. 877-DAVE-007. Now, fire up a cigar and pour yourself a cocktail. It's time for the General Cigar Dave.
Where, oh, where has September gone? Hard to believe. We are going to conclude National Bourbon Heritage Month with a mega tasting of 22 magnificent bourbons and American whiskeys and several bourbon-related libations. And when we talk about National Bourbon Heritage Month, the resolution was passed by the United States Senate on August 2nd, 2007, declaring September officially as National Bourbon Heritage Month, commemorating the history of bourbon whiskey, declaring bourbon to be a distinctive product identifiable with the United States. Therefore, we're going to be enjoying 22 identifiable products to the United States, bourbons, American whiskeys, mega-tasting maneuvers, today on the Cigar Dave Show. Long Ash greetings and salutations, a Long Ash snappy salute, Semper Delectatio. Always pleasure. Long live the Alpha. Make America great again. Make masculinity great again. Screw the enemies of pleasure. Screw the climate police. Screw the enemies of plastic. Screw the enemies of meat. Your global five-star commanding general and alpha male in chief, front and center. From Command Center Alpha, the Ford Theater of Operations has moved to the Davidoff of Geneva store and lounge. And as always, for our mega tastings of spirits and wines, we bring in two longtime important guests to the Cigar Dave Show. First up, our host, we've got Tommy DiAddio. Tommy D, the Senior Executive Vice President of Spirit Procurement for the Davidoff of Geneva Store and Lounge in the Cigar City of Tampa and the three Corona Cigar Store and Lounges in Orlando. But today, Tommy, you are known, because we're going to be sampling some Elmer T. Lee, you are known as Elmer Tommy Lee DiAddio. So there you go. We've got the new nickname for you. Tommy, as always, we thank you for your hospitality, and you've selected some nice bourbons for us to sample as well, some unique to Corona Cigar and Davidoff.
Yeah, and some small niche ones that nobody's ever heard of that they should know about.
That almost look like they're in wine bottles. Very unique, very different. And as always, we've got our resident expert sommelier, sommelier Dave Cavanis. Greetings, Long Ashes, sommelier Dave.
General Long Ashes at you. It's thrilled to be here. I'm really excited. Just getting back from Kentucky yesterday or the other day, and really excited to be here to talk about these great whiskeys.
Are you going to be singing My Old Kentucky Home for us now?
No, but I heard it plenty all last week, which is really refreshing, you know, when you're up there. Tommy,
there.
You know, because you were
up
just
there
up
twice.
There also.
Yep.
When you go to Bardstown or being in Louisville,
Lexington.
They have a really unique way of living life.
Well, wait a minute. It's not Louisville. It's Louisville.
Louisville.
You've got to pronounce it correctly. That is very, very important. Well, if you guys aren't going to sing it, I've got it here. Well, Jim Nabors did the Indianapolis 500. I was going to do that.
There you go.
You got to do it in a southern genteel accent. Where the sun shines bright in the old Kentucky home, 'tis summer, the people are gay. Can you say that on the air? I guess you can. The corn tops right and the meadows in the bloom while the birds make music all the day. Oh, wait, I can sing it. Look at this. The sun shines bright in my old Kentucky home. 'Tis summer. The people are gay and LGBTQ as well. The comb tops right, and the, I think I'm off. I'm off a little bit on the music here, but you get the gist of it. Since you guys wouldn't sing it, leave it to the five-star to have the nads to do it.
No siree, Bob.
And the chorus goes, weep no more, my lady. Oh, weep no more today. We will sing one song for my old Kentucky home, for the old Kentucky home far away. You know, I remember way back I used to sing that song because I had a horse. People don't know this. I had a horse that actually ran in the Kentucky Derby. Secretary, you may have heard of it. I'll tell you what. I always get a kick out of the Kentucky Derby when you see all these women in their hats that attend. They want to be seen. A big social event with all the pictures. And I say, women don't know the difference between a horse's nose and a horse's ass. Yes. They have no clue, but they all look the part. All right. So, Sommelier Dave, as we talk about American whiskey, and bourbon whiskey, even though it is National Bourbon Heritage Month, on the show the entire month, we also celebrate American whiskeys.
Right.
Well, what is very interesting is we look at, first of all, bourbon whiskey, a type of American whiskey. So, for example, an American whiskey can be a whiskey, but not a bourbon whiskey, but all bourbon whiskeys are American whiskeys. It is a barrel-aged distilled spirit made primarily from corn. And in fact, in my old Kentucky home, you hear the corn tops right and the meadows in the bloom. It's because there's much corn in Kentucky. So it must be primarily made from corn, at least 51%. Now, there's some controversy. The name ultimately derives from the French Bourbon dynasty, although the inspiration for whiskey's name is uncertain. Some people say it's Bourbon County in Kentucky, other Bourbon Street in New Orleans, both named after the French Bourbon or Bourbon dynasty. Been distilled since the 18th century. The use of the term bourbon for whiskey has been traced to the 1820s, with consistent use being in Kentucky in the 1870s. And in 1964, the United States Congress recognized bourbon to be a distinctive product of the United States. And there are specific legal requirements in order for a whiskey to be termed bourbon. They are: it must be produced in the United States, made from a grain mixture that is at least 51% corn. Bourbon must be aged in new charred oak barrels, distilled to no more than 160 proof or 80% alcohol by volume, entered into the container, the barrel for aging, at no more than 125 proof, or 62.5% alcohol by volume, and bottled at 80 proof or more. So every time, once it's distilled, it has a higher proof, then it's cut down with a little branch or water before it goes into the barrel, and then once it comes out of the barrel, then it is mixed with branch or water to further dilute it.
Not just any water, it's limestone.
The water from Kentucky or Tennessee or anywhere. Yeah. But remember, bourbon can now be made anywhere in the country. Not necessarily, but it is known in Tennessee and in Kentucky for their limestone.
Well, that's what I wanted to say, because that's one of the things that I was really impressed doing some of the distillery tours. When it rains, it takes 6 days for the water to seep all the way down into the aquifer where they get it. It goes to that limestone like you had talked about, Tommy.
Yeah.
The water is so pure. And if you look at some of the best beverages that we consume on the face of the earth, whether it's a champagne, whether it's a whiskey, tequila, beer, even soda, it's the water, the purity of the water that really gives you that flavor.
Well, when I was at the Jack Daniel's Distillery in Lynchburg, Tennessee, we went to where the creek runs, where the water comes, and there's a very big placard there talking about the importance of the water. Now, I grew up in Buffalo, and I will tell you that central and western New York State has, I think, amongst the best water in the country. Right out of the tap, it tastes great. Florida, the absolute worst, but Kentucky, same thing. It's got a unique taste to it.
And that's that limestone, like Tommy had said, for it to go all the way through to the limestone and then source it out. That's the largest area in the United States for that purity of water to come through.
Now, bourbon that is labeled as straight bourbon whiskey has been aged under 4 years, must be labeled with the duration of its aging. Bourbon that has an age statement on the label must be labeled with the age of the youngest whiskey in the bottle, not counting the age of any added neutral grain spirits in the bourbon that is labeled as blended. So, for example, if a bourbon whiskey says has an age statement, 4 years old, the youngest bourbon used in that particular whiskey is at least 4 years old. Right. Everything else has to be 4 years or older than that. Bourbon that is bottled in bond is a subcategory of straight bourbon, must be aged for 4 years. Now, what we have seen the last number of years with the explosion of the popularity of bourbon is that age statements are being taken off bottles. For example, Jim Beam Double Aged Black, that always had an 8-year age statement. Now they just call it Jim Beam Black. The age statement is off. Mm-hmm. So it could be 4 years, could be 6 years, could be 5 years, but they've taken that off. Sommelier Dave, you've seen that because you're familiar with many of the bourbons, the bigger names. There was a big controversy a number of years ago. Maker's Mark wanted to dilute the proof, and people said, wait a minute, you can't do that. And after a lot of backlash, they backed off that particular proposal.
They actually made it.
I don't think they did.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, they
some got out.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
I think they did that, though.
For marketing.
For taxes, because when you look at wine, the percentage of alcohol is where you pay your taxes, and it would be the same with spirits.
Yeah.
So the higher the proof, the more tax you're going to pay on
another
it. So those big producers, whether it's Beam or through Brown-Forman and whatever, they want to bring the proof down so they pay less tax.
Well, not only that, but they were running out of the aged bourbon. Now, here's another interesting thing. As of 2018, approximately 95% of all bourbon is produced in Kentucky. Last year, Kentucky's population, 4.3 million people.
Yeah, I remember this.
8.1 million bourbon barrels being aged in Kentucky, almost double the population of Kentucky.
I'm proud of that. They tell you that all over the place.
Absolutely, which is very, very interesting. Now, even though Kentucky is certainly known as the home of bourbon, much bourbon production, Tennessee. They don't call it bourbon, it's Tennessee whiskey. And the reason is there is a different process they use to kind of distill or filter any of the impurities. It's called the Lincoln County process, where there is a state mandated pre-aging filtration. They use chunks of maple charcoal, and what happens is they slowly pour the whiskey, like Jack Daniels. Filters through that charcoal and it removes
drips,
it drips down slowly. Big vats, I mean, probably 4 or 5 foot vats. And what happens is a lot of the oil residues and impurities get filtered away. So it's a very clean, very smooth type of taste. And they do a secondary charcoal filtration on the Gentleman Jack, which makes it even smoother. So very, very nice. So that's really it, the differences between Tennessee whiskey and whiskey made in Kentucky. But now, with the craft distilling, we're seeing bourbon made in, we've got St. Augustine, Florida, St. Augustine Distillery. We're seeing it in Colorado. We're seeing it in Alabama.
Every state,
Alaska, Wyoming, Utah, exactly. And in fact,
Texas,
we've got Garrison Brothers bourbon that we're going to be enjoying. In fact, in Utah, if you buy a bottle, I don't realize this, but if you buy a bottle of any of their craft bourbon that is actually distilled in Utah, you get four wives thrown in free to enjoy for a month. So,
nice.
Exactly. And for those of you in Utah, just kidding. Actually, I think it's more like six wives.
Yeah.
But listen, I'm all about it. The only thing is just make sure you have 4 or 6 good prenuptial agreements and you are good to go. All right, so Sommelier Dave, anything you want to add or tell me about bourbon whiskey,
actually,
American whiskey?
When you were talking about the age statements, Knob Creek took the number 9 off it. They're putting it back on. So they're putting numbers back on the bourbon now.
We don't have a Knob Creek in here, do we?
No, but the Knob Creek 9, is the 9's going back on the bottle.
Well, I'm going back to get some Knob Creek. I was just thinking about that. You've got 22. We can probably fit in a 23rd.
Sure.
All right, so anything else, Sommelier Dave, you'd like to add?
Yeah, I was going to say, doing some reading up on this on the plane and everything, whiskey through the 70s and 80s had crashed, where very little of it was really being sold. It was your vodka, your flavor vodkas, which were commanding the spirit world. So come around the 2000s, well, you had all these mixologists in New York, Chicago, Houston, Dallas, Los Angeles. They were creating the old drinks of the 20s before Prohibition or during Prohibition, and the Manhattan. The old-fashioned actually was the drink that these mixologists reinvented again, and that created a demand for whiskey, bourbon whiskey in this country, because other than bourbon, what did you have? Like Jack Daniels, Tennessee whiskey? You didn't have this plethora of distilleries throughout the country. So it was only then, with this drink, that it started to take off. And you're right, Dave. There's more barrels laid down in Kentucky than there are people actually reside there.
Interesting. I noticed we didn't put a Jack in here. We should do a little Gentleman Jack, because let's face it, when we talk about Gentleman Jack, we talk about the great Frank Sinatra, the chairman of the board. And there's an interesting story that we'll get to when we taste the Gentleman Jack about Jack Daniels was a boutique whiskey at the time.
Sure.
Not very famous.
No.
Really, Sinatra really put Jack Daniels on the map. So we will get to that. All right. So, Simonia, Dave, please give us a rundown. I've just added the Gentleman Jack, and if we have time, we'll do the, what was the other one, Tommy?
That Knob
we just
Creek.
Said? Knob Creek 9, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we'll add those. So that gives us, I think, about 23 different spirits. So go ahead, Simonia, Dave, if you want to run down the spirits as well as the two cocktail that we will enjoy for National Bourbon Heritage Month, our mega tasting.
So for today, we're going to do the Buffalo Trace White Dog, followed up by the Hudson Whiskey New York Corn, Cooper's Craft, Washington Wheat Whiskey, Michter's Toasted Barrel, Blanton's Single Barrel, Eagle Rare Single Barrel, Elmer T. Lee Whiskey, Woodford Reserve Bourbon, Woodford Double Barrel Bourbon, Pinhook Straight Bourbon, Few Bourbon, Old Forester, the 1910 and the Old Forester 1920, Shanks Bourbon, Bromberger's Bourbon, Kentucky Owl Bourbon, Peerless Bourbon, Weller Whiskey, Basil Hayden, Garrison's, Angel's Envy, the Gentleman Jack with the
Knob Creek,
and then we're going to do two drinks. Tommy's come up with the 2x2, and then we're also going to do that old-fashioned that helped revitalize the whiskey industry in the United States.
A 2x2?
No, it's the Black Manhattan. Black Manhattan.
Okay. We're going to do a Black Manhattan. The 2x2 is the rye that we're going to be.
The Basil Hayden.
The Basil Hayden, right. So we'll do a Black Manhattan and an old-fashioned. All right, let's start things off without any further delay with the Buffalo Trace White Dog. Now, there's a reason we're going to be starting with two what we call White Dog whiskeys. Before a bourbon goes into the barrel, there has no color to it. Basically, when you're talking about at least 51% corn, and most bourbons are, say, 60, 70% corn, they may have some rye, they may have some barley in there or some wheat.
There's always barley.
There's always barley. Mm-hmm. And there could be some wheat as well. Mm-hmm. What happens is you taste, before it goes into to the barrel to age, where it gets its color, where it gets some of the woody notes and the spiciness and the warmth, it comes out as a crystal clear spirit. And when you smell it, you can taste the sweetness of corn right on the nose. So the White Dog from Buffalo Trace, and now, Tommy, you're a big Buffalo Trace. You bought a lot of single barrels from Buffalo Trace. This is their White Dog Mash Number 1, corn, rye, and malted barley. So this essentially is one of the spirits. In fact, this is probably the Buffalo Trace. This is the spirit before it goes into the barrel.
So the history on this one is most people, when they buy it in a store, it was an expensive little bottle. They're like, I would never pay that much for that. But what you're supposed to do with this was take the case, get a small barrel, and put the whole case in the barrel and age it and make it a bourbon. Most bourbon people don't realize that's what you really are supposed to do with this.
Well, let me say cheers. Take a taste, and you can just on the nose the sweetness of the corn.
Yeah, you get it, the corn.
Yeah.
Interesting. You definitely get notes of the alcohol, but you get that sweetness of the corn, a lot of warmth. And this is what the raw distillate, which is clear, unaged, the sweetness of the corn. This is what you taste before it goes into the barrel. And now you get a good idea from tasting this White Dog Mash Number 1 from Buffalo Trace what the aging process, the effect on the distillate is. Because, again, what's going to affect every barrel of bourbon or American whiskey? It's going to be the char oaking, how much charred was done. Where was the barrel being aged? The heat, the temperature, the cold. It all has its effect. How much sloshing around when they roll the barrels? How much is exposed to the wood? Those are all the different factors that you get during a two-year, four-year, eight-year, 10-year aging process. And it's incredible the effect of the wood. And no two are exactly alike. Yeah. And that's why when they do have a blended bourbon, Jack Daniels, for example, or Buffalo Trace, they're always trying to maintain the consistency with barrels from different portions of the rickhouse.
That would probably take in a little 5-gallon barrel probably 2 years.
Yeah.
Because the aging process is faster in a small barrel.
Sure it is. It's closer to the wood and everything.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But to Dave's point, just coming back from Michter's, they really accentuate the thought process.
Oh, yeah.
Usually you get four seasons to where the whiskey's going into the barrel, out of the barrel. They try to do it to make it about 6 to 8 seasons going into the barrel, out of the barrel. To Dave's point, you get a lot of flavor from those barrels.
Now, next up, Sommelier Dave, this is a brand that you are very familiar with. This is Hudson's New York Corn Whiskey. Now, we primarily enjoy the Baby Bourbon or their 4-grain whiskey. But this is Hudson New York Corn Whiskey, pot distilled from 100% New York corn. Now, this is 100%. So what does it say about bourbon? You have to be at least 51% corn. You can have a 100% corn, but the reason that distillers like to put some rye and some wheat or some barley in there is to smooth it, soften it, refine it, change the taste just a little bit. So this is 100%. So let's say cheers on this. And this comes from a 375-milliliter bottle. And I should say that on the first one that we tried, the Buffalo Trace White Dog Mash Number 1, my tasting notes, sweetness, an aroma of corn, some nice warmth on the way down. I think $25 for a 350.
No, that's like $60.
No.
Now it's $25. People discounted it to get rid of it because nobody would buy it for $60. It used to be $60.
I've never seen it for $60. I think I paid.
Have.
Really? Yeah. I think I paid $25. All right, so let me take a taste of the Hudson New York Corn Whiskey. Wow. That's some white lightning.
I was just going to say, there's
some
difference
sizzle,
in the flavor.
Some heat, not as much sweetness, which is interesting.
No, at all.
The Buffalo Trace, what happens with the rye and the malted barley? Tames it down a little bit.
Yeah.
And this is what they used to call white lightning.
Yeah.
Prohibition. 100% corn whiskey. This is right out of the distillery. This has got some serious strength to it. All right, so now you know exactly what the raw distillate of bourbon tastes like before it goes into the barrel. We've got two down, about 21 more to go. It is National Bourbon Heritage Month Bourbon Mega Tasting Maneuvers on the Cigar Dave Show.
The Cigar Dave Officers Club selection this month is The Gatekeeper from Alec and Bradley. This cigar was blended with the help of Ernesto Perez Carrillo. This beautiful stick has notes of cedar, nuts, and leather, giving it a smooth and rich profile. You can get cigars like these shipped directly to you every month by joining the Cigar Dave Officers Club. Get details at CigarDave.com.
In 1964, Jose O. Padron began rolling cigars bearing his name.
Hi, I'm Rob Burrows from the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center. Come join me as the new host of brand new Battlefield Expression show, debuting December 7th, 2019. Battlefield Expressions is a go-to program providing veterans and their families an opportunity to call in and ask questions and receive information particular to their individual needs. Veterans and their families who sacrificed and served our country. Every Saturday, 9 to 11, here at 96.5 FM, 1460 AM Talk Radio.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients.
Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Promote your locally owned business on KCNR, Redding's only locally owned radio station. Brand your business through one of our advertising packages or by sponsoring a Colt 45's live broadcasted game. Call KCNR at 605-4565.
Get a 20-year, 200,000-mile powertrain warranty at no cost with every new 2020 Kia model exclusively at Redding Kia. 20-year, 200,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. For details, see dealer or go to reddingkia.com.
Crab season is officially open. It's time for the 33rd annual Wednesday Place Crab Feed on Saturday, February 1st at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. While enjoying all the crab you can eat, you'll have an ocean of fun and help provide shelter and care to local survivors of abuse. Tickets are available at 2250 Benton Drive or online at ospshasta.org. Sponsored in part by Results Radio, Reading Electric Utility, Fox 20, and KRCR Channel 7. For more information, call 244-0118 or visit ospshasta.org.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
As we remember the anniversary of the North State fires, Northern Valley Catholic Social Service would like to thank you. Because of you, NVCSS has served over 26,000 people in the North State. Because of you, children have returned to school. Our communities are rebuilding. Families have a new place to call home. People are healing. Northern Valley Catholic Social Service thanks you. Together, we will continue inspiring hope and transforming lives.
Minute and Cigar Dave will return to the mic. The Cigar Dave Show resumes in 5, 4, 3, 2. With an unlimited and secure supply of pleasure sticks available for the general to enjoy, it's time for National Cigar Litation Maneuvers.
We are conducting our National Bourbon Heritage Month Mega Bourbon Tasting Maneuver edition of the Cigar Dave Show today. From the Davidoff of Geneva Store and Lounge in the Cigar City, we've got Elmer Tommy Lee D'Addio. Tommy D., the Senior Executive VP of Spirits Procurement for the Davidoff Store and Lounge and Corona Cigars in Orlando, Sommelier Dave. Now, for our cigar today, we need something that is going to hold up to all these bourbons and American whiskey. So it can't be too light, can't be too full. It's got to be the sweet spot. The cigar that is a perfect sweet spot, which ironically happens to be the September 2019 Officers Club selection, La Plasencia Alma del Campo. From Spanish to English, soul of the country. And the Plasencias, royalty in the cigar industry, five generations of Plasencias have grown cigar tobaccos, they've manufactured cigars, and the Alma del Campo really is the soul of Nicaragua. It is a Nicaraguan puro, meaning Nicaraguan wrapper, filler, and binder. It is a luscious cigar, medium full-bodied, but very smooth, a luscious Colorado medium brown wrapper. Prize fillers, a multi-dimensional taste experience, notes of cocoa, spice, sweetness, cedar, and coffee. A fantastic, perfect selection to go with all the bourbons and American whiskeys. Again, the Plasencia Alma del Campo, the September 2019 Officers Club selection.
Cigar-altering and highly sharpened leaf-exposing device.
I've got a massive, giant, double-edged stainless steel guillotine, and with the increase in the ring gauges of the cigars, you need it. I've got the Toro, which looks to me to be about a 6 1/4-inch length cigar, probably a 54 ring gauge, maybe 56 on this, but a beautiful-looking cigar, nice cutter, ready to go.
Maximum BTU flame-throwing and heat-producing apparatus.
Well, I've got what we call from the Cigar Dave R&D Laboratories the welder's torch, because this looks, look at that, Tommy D, look at the flame coming out of this thing, magnificent. I mean, that thing is, I'm telling you, you could build a skyscraper and weld the steel beams with this. That is what I would use today. Got to be careful, there's so much BTUs, or Vic the Brit would say, British Thermal Units, General Sterling.
Cigar pre-litation checklist complete. No faults detected. Area clear of all enemies of pleasure. Approval to go throttle up in 3, 2, 1.
Perfect cut, as always. Let me use the Cigar Dave welder's torch. Again, I'm probably about 6 inches, 7 inches away because the flame is so strong. And I'm just toasting the foot of the cigar. Sommelier Dave, you have lit up a Plasencia Alma del Campo. Your impressions?
I love it.
No, you don't have it. You've got a different one. Tommy D, yeah, what did you give him?
He's got the Plasencia just for the Davidoff lounges. They made an exclusive, so Davidoff helped pick the blend.
Well, we're staying in the Plasencia family,
yes.
And they're great folks. Nestor Plasencia Jr. and Sr., I've known them a long time. Super, super people. And they decided about three years ago, they were going to make cigars under their own name instead of just for others. And, Tommy, they have come out with some big hits.
Amazing.
They're phenomenal.
They're flying off the shelf. They're just, and the price points are from $8 up to $23. So
they're premium and super premium.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what, their Cosecha 146 I like.
Yes.
Their Alma Fuerte is beautiful. Their packaging is great. They really have done a magnificent job doing it the right way.
The ashtray box.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Cigar is delicious, unlike the ones I got in Louisville.
Don't mention the name. That's rude. I know which one it is.
I know the name, too. And what did I send you? When you sent me the text, what did I say? Weak.
Very.
Weak selection.
Oh, my
weak
goodness.
Weak selection. I'll tell
that
you
was
what.
Embarrassing.
In the past, they've had Camacho cigars they featured.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the name, it's a very small cigar. They're just weak is what I'll keep it at. In any event, my Plasencia Alma del Campo is lit. Take a few more puffs. Great draw.
Yes, easy.
Fabulous. First cigar I've had since last week's show, so I'm thoroughly enjoying every puff. All right, let's go on to the next bourbon. Now, this is a very unique bourbon. It is Cooper's Craft. Now, very interestingly, when Cooper's Craft was launched about 2-3 years ago, we had Greg Ruschkowski, the Vice President Director of Wood Planning, Procurement, and Processing, and Cooperage Operations for Brown-Forman Spirits. And when Brown-Forman wanted to create a new bourbon, they said, we want to pay tribute to all the men and women that are in the Cooperage operation, that make the barrels, that cut the wood, that char the oak. And so Greg was really the ambassador, the face, because it really launched under his guidance. And we had him on, incredibly smooth. It's a tame bourbon. If you're not a big bourbon drinker, you want something mild, go with a mild cigar. The Cooper's Craft is the way to go. And Greg was a great guest. We really learned a lot about, and they do all their own cooperage, the barrels that they make, the wood. It's a big operation.
Sure it is. And they're the only ones that actually have their own cooperage, Brown-Forman. Everybody else sources from one of the local houses around there.
Which is pretty cool, that local house.
Oh, you know it.
It's so dangerous.
This was established in 1945, this cooperage, and it's remained as the only one. It's So this Cooper's Craft is 75% corn, 15% rye, 10% barley corn, malted barley. So you're going to get some of the sweetness off the corn, some spice off the rye, and some softness and creaminess from the malted barley. I really like this. This is, if I don't want to say a novice drinker, but if you've really never drank bourbon before, this would be perfect to get involved.
Well, not everybody wants a very rich, warm, sizzling, spicy bourbon. Sometimes people want to just sip it in a snifter neat. Mm-hmm. This is a perfect snifter type of bourbon. Let me see the bottle, Samadhi, Dave. And as Rocky Patel would say, it's creamy, it's smooth, it's got nice notes of spice, very delicious. You're going to love it. Nobody works harder to make a better bourbon than Cooper's Craft. I say cheers. Pretty good impression, huh?
Yeah.
Not bad.
Getting better.
So it's 82.2 proof.
By the way, and I do that impression in front of Rocky and two others as well. So Rocky's a good sport, and we're like brothers, so not a problem. So 82 proof.
Yeah.
Definitely some sweetness.
Nice
I'm getting some nice vanilla, some nice clove.
One of the attractive things about it is it's very affordable. So you don't have to spend too much. It's around $23 a bottle. Mm-hmm. Wherever you're living in the United States, it'll be there.
As they say in Kentucky, I do declare it is delicious. Just makes me want to break out in my old Kentucky home one more time.
You would laugh if you went to Brown-Forman's, Cooper's. OSHA comes in there. That's definitely not a dangerous place. You go to the local guy, you walk in there, it's like, how does OSHA walk in this place get fined? It's
right,
just so like night and day.
Oh, I'm sure. There's no doubt
about
it.
Grabbing barrels with their hands are on fire.
Got to be careful. And that's one thing that Greg talked about was the safety. They take
it's
pride
safe.
In their safety.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Well, you have to.
You got fire. You got saws. You know, I stay away from
you
those.
You go to both of them, you'd be like, wow.
I stay away. Not out of my pay grade. All right, so the Cooper's Craft, I would tell, for people that want something that's pleasant, that's mild, very nice way to go. $25 a bottle, you can't go wrong. Now, this next spirit that we're going to enjoy, interesting story. I was up in Atlanta. I'm at a bar that has all these different bourbons, and I'm talking to the bartender, and I said, you know, I want something different. You know, I'm used to many of the bourbons that you already have. Some that I had sampled previously, but I said, I want something that's unique. He said, General, I've got the perfect whiskey, a perfect bourbon whiskey. It is from Dry Fly. They are out in Spokane, Washington. And we've got the Dry Fly Washington Wheat Whiskey, 100% handcrafted in the Pacific hands, and I like it says with real hands. And what is unique about this is that there is a tremendous amount of wheat. So it is not technically a bourbon. They do make a bourbon, what they call their Bourbon 101. This is straight Washington wheat whiskey. And just the, as I open the bottle here, unique bottle, very soft, almost a, just a very pleasant, somewhat sweet aroma to it. Not a citrus, but almost like you're smelling wheat, like if you were out in the field. Now, what's interesting, 100% locally sourced from Washington State soft white wheat, distilled twice in a traditional American whiskey style, aged a minimum of 3 years in new 53-gallon American oak barrels with a number 3 char. And when you look at this, it's light. It's almost a light caramel color. I'm going to pour. Oh, Sommelier Dave, you already poured that for me. Fantastic. So let's do this. And a very unique kind of story behind Dry Fly Whiskey. And I should say, if you look at all of their products, as I get ready to take a taste of this, we'll say cheers.
Very sweet.
Sweet and smooth.
Yeah, it was
smooth. I mean, no bite whatsoever.
At all.
This is fabulous. I would give this a 5-star selection for somebody that wants a nice sipping whiskey.
No spice.
No spice. Pleasant, nice taste. Somewhat complex. Nice notes of light sweetness, can't go wrong, no burn, no sizzle, no you know, major peppery notes.
It's all front of the mouth.
Front of the mouth, exactly. Very nice. And I cannot remember the price on this, but I will find out. Sergeant Steve, if you could look up the price for us. This is available. I got this here in Florida, so it is available nationally now. You just have to hunt for it.
He cast in his 401k and started this.
I didn't realize that. Interesting. Interesting. Very, very nice. So, 40?
Yeah, not bad.
$40, can't go wrong. Very reasonable. And, again, this is a beautiful – this is the kind of whiskey that even if you're not a big drinker, buy a bottle for $40, keep it, because you will find use for it somewhere down the road. All right, next up, we'll tell you what, let's do the Michters, then we'll take a short timeout. So, Sommelier Dave, you're very familiar with Michters.
Yes, Michters. It's been around. It's morphed from Shanks, Bromberger, into Michters. It was the name of Peter, or Michael and Peter, put together. Joe Magliocco of Chatham brought it down from Pennsylvania to Louisville and has the distillery in Shively, and they also have the Old Fort Brook facility in downtown Louisville. They are just well known for their whiskeys. You know, you're going to get a really nice 43% alcohol by volume whiskey here, a lot of flavor on it, vanilla, burnt sugar notes, and unbelievable. This is one of my favorite distilleries.
We'll say cheers. Very nice forward notes of fruit on the nose.
They started with a toasted bourbon, then they did a toasted rye, and then they went back, and now they did a toasted sour mash.
Smooth but you definitely get the notes of that toastiness.
Yeah.
Very pleasant. Yeah. Not a lot of warmth.
A little bit of honey vanilla.
A little honey vanilla on there, for sure.
Yeah. That's
very
coming
nice.
From the barrel.
They started with rye back in Pennsylvania. Back
wow,
in the
very
day.
Nice.
Yep. Back in 1753.
Yeah. All the rye was made out of Pennsylvania and Washington up there.
Thomas Schenck, the Swiss Mennonite.
Yep.
George Washington went there to buy whiskey or get whiskey so he could sell it to support
and
the Continental Army.
Dave, how do you say his name? Pickerel?
Pickerel. Who passed away, unfortunately.
He's the one to help George Washington
he got a launch.
Yep.
Yeah, and Dave, we talked about that about 2 months after we had him on, died unexpectedly.
Yeah.
And he was a wonderful guy.
Yeah,
we had a great interview with him.
Maker's
Mark. Couldn't have been nicer.
Whistle
in fact,
Pig.
we were planning on having him on every year.
Hillstone.
Because he was so knowledgeable and definitely a big, big loss to the industry.
Yeah.
And this is Michter's batch number 19G1244, 86 proof. Very pleasant. How much for a bottle of this?
You're going to pay somewhere around $49, maybe
if you could
55.
Find it.
If you can
Everything's
find it.
Small batch. So whatever the batch is, which might be 20 barrels.
That's all sold out already in Florida in 1 week.
Yeah.
Gone out of all liquor stores.
Next time you get a bottle, Tommy, save me one.
So as you
it comes out once
mixers,
every couple years.
Buy an extra one and save it for me.
It's whatever they give me. What do you mean buy?
Okay, well, I'll take one of them that they give you. I'll buy it. I mean, but, you know, you got
to
come on. Show a little love, Tommy Lee Diadio here. Elmer Tommy Lee Diadio. Elmer Tommy Lee. ETLD. All right, next. I tell you what, we'll take a short timeout. We've already got, four under our belts. Actually, five. The Buffalo Trace White Dog, the Hudson's Whiskey New York Corn, Cooper's Craft, the Dry Fly Washington Wheat, and the Michter's Toasted Barrel. When we come back, we'll hit the Blanton Single Barrel and the Eagle Rare Single Barrel and maybe get into the Elmer T. Lee, Elmer Tommy Lee Diadio version of their bourbon as we continue with our National Bourbon Heritage Month Mega Bourbon Tasting Maneuvers.
Never miss a minute of the show when you download the Cigar Dave mobile app for Apple, Android, and Kindle devices. You can listen to our 24/7 continuous stream of the latest show or download the recent podcasts to listen to anytime on your mobile device. Get the Cigar Dave mobile app in the App Store. Search Cigar Dave.
A new year is upon us, and that means that I have selected 12 fantastic monthly selections for the 2020 Cigar Dave Officers Club, and it begins this month, January 2020, with the Alec and Bradley Gatekeeper, a magnificent collaboration between Alec Rubin, Bradley Rubin of Alec Bradley Cigars, and Ernesto Perez Querillo of EPC Cigar. They collaborated to make a magnificent, medium-bodied, very nice rich cigar. It is the Alec and Bradley Gatekeeper featuring an Ecuadorian Habano wrapper, Nicaraguan binder, and fillers from the Dominican Republic and Nicaragua. Rich, little spice, little cedar, little nuttiness on the palate, a beautiful cigar. The first of 12 fantastic monthly selections in 2020 for the Cigar Dave Officers Club, the Alec and Bradley Gatekeeper. If you're not a member of the Officers Club, join now. $22.95 per month. You get three great cigars delivered to you each month. Go to CigarDave.com, click on Officers Club, and join now.
America is under attack. Basic freedoms, privileges, and acts that we would normally take for granted are disappearing each day, including the simple ability to enjoy a cigar. This is Glenn Loop, Executive Director of Cigar Rights of America, CRA. At a time when elected officials should be thinking about education, public safety, and creating jobs, they are actually thinking about smoking bans, new taxes, and regulations of historic proportions on premium cigars. The cigars that provide us with pleasure, relaxation, and fellowship are under attack. We have to stop it. That's why Cigar Rights of America was created, to work for a new political day for cigar enthusiasts across America, to roll back restrictive laws and defeat onerous taxes and regulations that impact everyone from your local cigar shop to your personal humidor. For the price of a few great cigars, be a part of this effort to protect your right to enjoy a cigar without excessive taxation and cumbersome legislation. Go to CigarRights.org. Let's tell the government we've had enough. Join now, CigarRights.org.
Step right up to the historic Cascade Theater for an evening of engaging family entertainment when Cirque Mechanics returns to Reading February 11th. Part mechanical invention, part high-flying circus, Cirque Mechanics' new show plays tribute to the lore of the 1800s circus with acrobatics, aerialists, mechanical marvels, and a bit of clowning around. Don't miss this spectacular show February 11th. Get tickets at 530-243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Reading Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvy with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/changethe culture.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
Going to enjoy some Blanton's Single Barrel. Now, Tommy, you are a big Buffalo Trace distillery fan. I like Buffalo Trace. People don't realize the number of brands that come out of the Buffalo Trace distillery. One of them is Blanton's Single Barrel. A very unique, looks like a barrel with a racehorse right on the top. Very
unique bottle. This actually changed the history of bourbon. So Elmer T. Lee did. He was hired by Albert B. Blanton back in the day. He passed away, I think, 5 years ago. He came out with the first single barrel to honor Albert B. Blanton, which gave you. Changed the market, and everybody does single barrels now. The horse, if you take the spells Blanton's, and there are two ends, and you put them on the racetrack, it is a horse race. Most people don't realize.
Wait, say that again?
You take the horses, and you put it in pegs, B-L-A-N-T-O-N-S, and it's from start to finish of a horse.
Oh, I see. You mean there's like a board that you can get.
Yep, and the S is the jockey with his hands up.
Ah, interesting.
And there is two ends. Most people don't realize there's two different ends.
Very unique. Now, Corona Cigar... And Davidoff, you have been a very, with Jeff Borshowitz, very, very big on buying single barrels and making them available for consumers that want a spirit in the stores, the three stores in Orlando and the one, the Davidoff here in Tampa. And I remember Jeff a number of years ago, I'm visiting him at his office, and in front of him he's got four roses. He's got about eight different spirits to taste. And he said, here, sit down. And the good thing I wasn't driving back to Tampa. I was staying overnight very close by. And it was early in the afternoon, so I was there for a while. And he said, just take some sips. I'm trying to narrow it down. And I said, all right, out of the eight, I like these three. And I narrowed it down to two. And then I said, Jeff, I keep coming back to this one. He goes, that's the exact same one that I come back with. And, of course, once they got the barrel, he sent me a bottle. But you are very active. I mean, how many barrels do you purchase a year for the three Corona stores and the Davidoff store and lounge here in Tampa?
Well, with Brown-Forman alone, last year we did 13. That's just one portfolio. Buffalo Trace is 10. So I think we buy 50 to 60 barrels of bourbon a year. We can't even go up there. We have the samples mailed to us.
Four Roses. But you were just up there at Four Roses.
I went to Willett, Peerless, and Woodford, and then we went to Wild Turkey with Jeff and everybody.
So, Dave, you are familiar with the single barrel. We've done, actually, I've done in association with Breakthrough Beverage and Brown-Forman and ABC Wine. Mm-hmm. Right, we did a Jack Daniel's special Cigar Dave Alpha Selection that sold out. They were going to put it in, I think, about 15 stores. I don't think it made it past the second store.
No,
two stores, and we sold them out.
Yeah.
And we're we're talking about doing that again. And I really wanted something that would go nicely with a nice medium-flavored cigar, not too much sizzle, just perfect. I think it's, what, $12,000 for a barrel?
Depends on
the yield.
Right. Okay. And there's, what, like 280 bonds?
Some of them are 5,500. Some usually of them are 15,000, but usually 5,000 to 9,000.
I think the one we picked was about 10,000, 11,000.
It was about 40 cases, six packs.
Jack yield's pretty high.
Right, and I still have a couple of bottles left over on
it. Even though this is a single barrel, it's our single barrel. We picked this barrel, this unique flavor.
I'm definitely getting the aroma, just some nice notes of vanilla.
Caramel.
And caramel, I was going to say that also.
A little bit of the wood on the end.
Now it says, this bourbon whiskey dumped on 4919 from barrel number 22, stored in warehouse H on rick number 42, individually selected, filtered, bottled by hand, 93 proof.
All Blanton's is warehouse H. And the problem with Blanton's is why you don't see much of it in the U.S. is when bourbon wasn't hot, before the people that bought Sazerac right now, they borrowed money from a Japanese company, and they didn't want repayment. They own the majority of Blanton's. So that's why you find the blacks, the greens, the burgundies outside, the straight from the barrel, all outside the U.S. Mm-hmm.
Very nice. And I can tell you, this is smooth.
Oh, yeah.
Nice sipping whiskey.
It's probably the number one sought after bourbon. Regular.
Not a lot of heat.
Yeah.
Just a tad bit of spice on the back. Definite vanilla. Mm-hmm. A little caramel. And I'm getting a little bit of just a touch of maple.
Mm-hmm.
But very nice.
Besides Pappy Van Winkle, Blanton's is what people look for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very, very pleasant. This is very nice. So how much would a bottle like this go for?
It's supposed to go for like 52, but most people are marking up from $69.95 to $99.95 because they don't get enough of it, and they might as well make money off of it instead of secondary market selling it.
Yep. Fabulous. Very, very nice. Next, we've got the Blanton's. Oh, correction, we did the Blanton's. I'm still stuck on Blanton's because it was so good.
Yep.
Next, we've got Eagle Rare Single Barrel. Now, Tommy, I'm a big fan.
This is a 10-year-old, and the 10 is on the back. It never came off. They just put it on the back. Originally, it was not a single barrel. It was a 101 proof.
Well, and I'll tell you, this is one of my favorites because it's smooth. I will say cheers. Mm-hmm. Nice aroma, a little citrus.
Another one of our picks.
Oh, this is smooth.
Yes.
Getting a little bit of rye notes.
It's a rye. It is a rye. It's spicy.
Little sweetness, but pleasant. Again, in the medium category, not overpowering. All right, so we have got seven different bourbons and American whiskeys we've tasted. We got a whole bunch more as National Bourbon Heritage Month. Mega Bourbon Tasting Maneuvers continue next hour on the Cigar Dave Show.
Hour one of the Cigar Dave Show is now complete.
There's time to refresh your cocktail.
As the General will return in 7 minutes.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. It was the defense's turn in the well of the Senate for a two-hour first argument in the president's impeachment trial today. White House counsel Pat Cipollone told senators prosecutors left out a lot of key information during their four-day presentation.
You heard a lot from them. You're not going to hear facts from the president's lawyers. They're not going to talk to you about the facts. That's all we've done today. And ask yourself, given the facts you heard today that they didn't tell you, who doesn't want to talk about the facts? Who doesn't want to talk about the facts?
The chamber now empty with the rest of the weekend off, giving presidential candidates time to fly to Iowa and barnstorm the state for the next few hours ahead of the February 3rd caucuses. They have to be back in Washington for the resumption of the trial at 1 p.m. on Monday. The Trump re-election campaign has concerns that the 2020 debates may not be fair.
Last month, President Trump's campaign manager and a senior advisor met with the co-chairman of the commission to share the president's complaints about the upcoming debates. They raised concerns about fairness and the selection of moderators for the 2020 cycle. The Trump team told the commission that it planned to have the president participate in the debates, but wanted reassurances about the fairness of the process and floated the idea of skipping them. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The coronavirus, as it's being called, has accelerated the spread in China. 56 deaths recorded so far in what the country leader is calling a grave situation. Government has stepped up efforts to restrict travel and public gatherings this, the busiest weekend of the year with the Lunar New Year. They're also rushing medical staff and supplies to the closed-off city at the center of the outbreak. That's the city of Wuhan. News and analysis at Town Hall.
Matt Ngoka here for Relief Factor, the 100% drug-free supplement that was formulated by doctors to help your body deal with inflammation and pain. The reason I've told so many of my friends about the 3-week quick start is because as we get older, occasional aches and pains can be a real problem, keeping you from sleeping through the night or doing the things you love and need to do, like taking walks or playing golf, going up or downstairs, or simply playing with your kids or grandkids. Tens of thousands are now like me, glad they ordered the 3-week quick start for just $19.95. After years of back pain, I found relief, and I believe you could too. Folks, this is why the father and son owners of Relief Factor, Pete and Seth Talbot, created the 3-week quick start, and they discounted it to only $19.95. Approximately 70% of those who order it go on to order more. Let's see if we can get you out of pain too. Go to relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com, or call 800-500-8384.
A deadly earthquake in Turkey, BBC's Gareth Barlow reports.
It was a 6.8 magnitude earthquake that has destroyed buildings, left people running into the streets. Footage posted online shows people screaming in the pitch black darkness, buildings on fire, reduced to rubble as well. And then rescue workers rummaging through with their bare hands, with excavators, power tools, trying to reach those trapped underneath. The earthquake was so powerful that it was felt in neighbouring Syria, Lebanon and Iran, and the rescue effort has been hampered because there's been dozens of aftershocks.
At least 29 people are dead, some 1,200 injured. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's chief political rival, Benny Gantz, confirming he's accepted President Trump's invitation to come to Washington, along with Netanyahu, to meet the president before the unveiling of the administration's long-awaited peace plan. The two are scheduled for an election on March the 2nd. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Even though Delta's own security officials cleared three Muslim passengers to fly, the airline kicked them off the flight. And now the Atlanta-based carrier faces a $50,000 fine.
Delta denied that it discriminated against the passengers in two separate incidents, but agreed it could have handled the situations differently. The department alleged that Delta violated anti-bias laws by removing the passengers and ordered the airline to provide cultural sensitivity training to pilots, flight attendants, and customer service agents involved in the incidents. In one of the cases, in July 2016 in Paris, a passenger told a flight attendant that a couple made her nervous. The woman was wearing a headscarf. In another incident, a flight attendant said she walked by and saw a man writing Allah several times while texting on his phone. Patrick Foss reporting.
Democrats in the Virginia House are advancing a package of gun control measures less than a week after tens of thousands of pro-gun advocates around the country rallied at the state capitol. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Our title sponsor for North State Now is the Reading Civic Auditorium. Go to readingcivic.com where you can sign up and become a friend of the Civic for just $100. You can pre-purchase tickets before the general public, get two free drinks at the River Rock Cafe, and have ticket exchange privileges. If you're looking to be informed about some of the best concerts and events in the North State, go to readingcivic.com.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name. Knowing that lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor or serve alongside when supporting a worthy cause. There's confidence in knowing that when you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. Stop by one of our Reading or Red Bluff branches or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank. We invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
This is AMEN, the Alpha Male Entertainment Network. Humidor 1A in the cigar city of Tampa, Florida, USA. Welcome to the Cigar Dave Show, your weekly excursion into the world of cigars, spirits, and diversions. The cigar and pleasure friendly hotlines are open. 877-DAVE-007. Now, fire up a cigar and pour yourself a cocktail. It's time for the General Cigar Dave.
September, one of my favorite months. Why? Well, first up, the National Football League begins competitive play. Not that garbage that is served to us in August, that preseason nonsense. So we have football, NFL, and college. National Bourbon Heritage Month. We celebrate American whiskeys, bourbons, and we get to do a mega tasting. And as well, during the month, I taste numerous bourbons and speak to many great distillers and tasters that we feature on our shows. And lastly, the weather begins to turn as the autumnal equinox is upon us. Fall is here. And in Florida, that means the humidity starts dropping. The temperatures get a little cooler. And those of you in the rest of the country, the Northeast, the Midwest, the Pacific Northwest, the leaves change. Fall has arrived. We celebrate appropriately. The General and your commanding Alpha Male in Chief, front and center today from the Davidoff of Geneva Store and Lounge. We have moved the Ford Theater of Operations for our Cigar Day, National Bourbon Heritage Month, Mega Bourbon Tasting Maneuvers. We have got 23 different bourbons on the list. We have sampled seven so far. And before we begin tasting some other bourbons and American whiskeys, we are going to go with a spirit. But first, let me introduce our guest. We have Sommelier Dave Cavanis, our resident sommelier. Sommelier Dave, I was just thinking about this. You've been on coming on now, what, about 16, 17 years?
Well, it goes back to Y2K, and I think before that. So this is like my 18th, 19th
That's
year.
That's right. That's exactly right. We had Darlene on, your former colleague.
And Rick Langenbacher.
That's right.
We started out doing Chardonnays.
That's exactly
right.
That was
our first show was a Chardonnay show.
That's right. And then we went into sparkling wine and champagnes, and then we just kept expanding, and we always have a great time, and we've got
fun.
Tommy DiAdio, but today is known as Elmer Tommy Lee DiAdio for the Elmer T. Lee that we'll be enjoying. Tommy is the general manager of the Davidoff of Geneva Store Lounge in the Cigar City of Tampa and also the senior executive vice president of spirits procurement for the Three Corona Cigar Stores in Orlando and the Davidoff of Geneva Store Lounge here in Tampa. And as always, Tommy adds a very important element because, Tommy, one of the things that Jeff Borshowitz, the owner of Corona, and you take pride in, you have probably, I believe, the largest selection of spirits probably anywhere, I would say, not only in the state, but could be the Southeast. But here's what's great. You do a lot of your own single barrels that you select, which are very unique. But not only do you have the super expensive, very rare in a special cabinet, but you have more of the moderate price spirits that you can't find. I mean, I'm looking at the Delmores that you have, and you've got Elmer T. Lee. We've got Eagle Rare. We've got Blanton's. I mean, Elijah. You got everything here.
Mm-hmm. We try to give you a big selection here.
Right, and the fact is many bars would say, we don't need all this selection, but that's what makes it so unique. Great cigar selection, incredible spirit selection as well. Yes, and you travel up to Kentucky on a regular basis and select the barrels.
Not as much as I like, but...
Well, I'm waiting for Jeff to invite me on the next trip so that I can give my 2 cents.
Steve Sacco wants to come, too, so we should all go.
He brings the cigars, then we'll invite him. Sounds great. All right, so we have left off. We started off with the Buffalo Trace White Dog and the Hudson Whiskey New York Corn. Those are what is considered moonshine or the White Lightning, the White Dogs. The reason is it is the raw distillate, clear distillate, before or the bourbon before it actually goes into the charred oak barrels and ages. So you get a different taste experience. We tried the Cooper's Craft, a very moderately priced, mild bourbon from Brown-Forman. The Dry Fly Washington Wheat from the Pacific Northwest, very smooth, sweet, very, very balanced, nice. The Michter's Toasted Barrel, which I really enjoyed, unique taste, again, top shelf. Then we had the Blanton's Single Barrel, a lot of notes of some clove and some spice, sweetness. Then we had the Eagle Rare Single Barrel, incredibly smooth. Now we're going to go to the Elmer T. Lee, which also comes to us from Buffalo Trace, correct? Big Buffalo Trace fan, why?
Everybody wants their bourbon, so my favorite distillery is Four Roses.
Four Roses, that's interesting. Why is Four Roses your favorite?
I love their bourbons. I love the multiple. I think they got the 10 mash bills. I like how they just blend stuff together when they do their limited editions.
Well, it's interesting because the first single barrel that I ever had that Jeff gave me.
It was our first one we did.
That was the first one.
When nobody wanted it.
Exactly, and we've had Jim Rutledge on many times.
Yeah, now it's Brett Elliott. He's the new master distiller.
He's the master distiller.
And Rutledge is doing his own bourbon now, Cream of Kentucky.
I did not know that, so we'll have to talk to him about Creme de Kentucky.
Yes.
Got to make it sound fancy.
Yes, Creme of Kentucky.
La Creme de Kentucky. Very, very nice. Now you're going to make me want to break out singing my old Kentucky home one more time. All right, so next up we're going to, before we get into the Elmer T. Lee.
Oh, we can do the cocktail first?
Let's do the cocktail. Now, Tommy, it is my understanding that in addition to being the senior executive VP of Spirits Procurement and the GM here at the Davidoff Store and Lounge, you're also
a master at
master
flavors.
Mixologist.
Yes, master of flavors.
Master of flavors.
Mm-hmm.
All right, now tell me, we've got a black Manhattan. What
this
makes this different from a regular Manhattan?
You take the sweet vermouth out and you put in an Amaro.
Which is what?
Well, it's a digestivo. It's bitter-based digestivo found mainly in Central Europe. Yeah. Italy is known for them.
A digestivo.
Yeah, digestive.
Oh, digestive.
This is coming back now, and it's an 1860 cocktail is when it's been created.
And this is served in a nice bourbon glass.
Well, it's usually in a martini glass. I put it in a bourbon glass.
I like this better. This is more masculine.
So
more
it's still got the cherry. You just take the sweet vermouth out to the bitters.
Now, is this the cherry, the special cherry?
Yes, the Woodford.
So we'll talk about that, but actually let's talk about it now, Sommelier Dave, because Dan O'Connor, our good friend from Breakthrough Beverage, said, I got a bottle of Woodford Reserve cherries that you have to try that I'm going to send this with Sommelier Dave.
Yeah, they've been aged in Woodford Reserve, and they're great for cocktails, desserts, salads, and in marinades. Very nice, very delicious.
Delicious. Wow. Now, I should tell you, that's different than a regular maraschino cherry.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Not as sweet, a lot of sweetness.
A lot of flavor.
It's not like you're getting drinking Woodford Reserve, but you could have about 100 of those things.
Sure.
That's the danger.
I don't really like maraschino cherries
because
of the sweetness.
Yeah.
They're like candied. This was delicious. This is almost like a Bing cherry.
Yes.
Well, in certain situations, cherries can be very
fun.
Pleasant.
Yeah.
Yes. So we'll say cheers.
Hoo-ha.
Wow, now what'd you make this? Tell us the ingredients one
this
more time.
This is 2 ounces of Four Roses, our single barrel, 120 proof, an ounce of Foro Amaro, 3 dashes of Agnostora bitters, stirred, strained into a glass, and topped off with a cherry.
Very nice. If I had a spoon, I'd take that cherry out
That's
of there.
That's actually, I used the Luxero on that one. That's sweeter than that.
Mm. Now I'll tell you, this is, to me, it's not overly sweet.
No.
So this is a nice alpha libation. And What's more popular, the old-fashioned or
old-fashioned,
Manhattan?
Old-fashioned by
yeah,
far.
Yeah, that's what brought everything
yeah,
back.
Sazerac has died. They were doing Sazerac for a while, but the old-fashioned, we sell, by the end of the year, we'll go through 5 barrels of bourbon through the Manhattan, I mean the old-fashioned just in the Tampa store.
Absolutely delicious.
We go through tons of it.
Nice job, Tommy, the Black Manhattan. Mm-hmm. And we'll have all the recipes as well as our tasting notes and the listing of all the 23 bourbons and American whiskeys at CigarDave.com. So you can take a printed PDF sheet right to your retailer and see the tasting notes and pick whatever bourbon you'd like. And one of the suggestions I make, get about a dozen, 15 people over, throw some steaks on the grill or some Salem's hot dogs or ribs. Have everybody kick in $20. You get 15 people, got $300.
Oh, yeah.
You can go out and buy 4 or 5 bottles and do a nice vertical tasting.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. You've got to compare. You can't just taste one. You have to compare it to other things. And one of the things we're going to compare now, since we've already had 7, is the Elmer T. Lee made at the distilled at the Buffalo Trace factory. Tell me about this.
I consider him one of the most modern people to change the face of bourbon. Because he created the single barrel. He changed Eagle Rare to a single barrel. So then he came up with something he liked to drink a lot, which was a sour mash, which is basically the fermentation of an old...
Usually it's about 20%. They'll leave in after they rack it off to go into
the new one.
Bottling and all.
Oh, wait, so explain that one more
time. So they take 20% of the mash.
The mash bill, they'll leave still in
the
fermenter.
Yes.
Correct.
Okay.
And then they'll add all the new water, yeast...
Correct.
So you've got a little old distillate.
And new.
And then new.
That's the
very little
simple way of explaining it, and that's the correct way.
And that's what a sour mash is.
Yes.
Sour mash. So it's not necessarily sour. That's just what they call it. All right, so we'll say cheers on this.
And it's a single barrel.
Now, the aroma on this, getting a little almost orange.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
you'll get
from
orange.
The barrel.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Just so
this,
dangerous smooth.
Dangerous smooth. Definite sizzle on the way down, but it doesn't linger.
No.
It's peppery sizzle on the way down. Now, there's something called the Kentucky Chew, where when you taste bourbon, I can't remember which distiller. Was it Jimmy?
It's probably Jimmy Russell, because
Jimmy Russell.
The people from Wild Turkey
it. Was Jimmy Russell. It's called the Kentucky
Chew. Chew it in your mouth.
Because we've had Jimmy on. He said, what you do is you put it in your mouth, like this.
Mm-hmm. Chew with the liquid in your mouth.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
Smack your lips, bring that air in.
You get the alcohol and your whole palate.
Oh, and I'm getting it right on the front of the
I got it, too. It was like a little sweetness up front.
Sweetness and sizzle at the same time.
Very good.
So this, I would say, is more on the medium plus in terms of flavor strength. Definite notes, I would say, of pepper. A lot of spice with that sizzle that hits the back and dissipates rather quickly. So not a lot of warmth, but definite sizzle. Next up. We move to Woodford Reserve for the Woodford Reserve and the Woodford Double Barrel. Now, Sommelier Dave, Woodford Reserve we featured at one of our Pleasure Fests. We had the ambassador. They brought the big, remember they had that big thing showing their their mash, what they use.
Right, what the actual mash bill was.
Yeah. The bottle.
They've been doing this from 1812. This distillery was created out there. And then during Prohibition, they did medical sales.
Mm-hmm.
So you could still get it with the doctor's prescription.
For medicinal purposes
Medicinal purposes. So really nice 90.4% alcohol or proof. It's going to be clean. You're going to get some honey amber off of it. It's going to be really rich with dry fruits. And it's going to be at the end rich and chewy, round, smooth, complex as citrus, cinnamon, and coca.
Definitely getting on the nose. I'm trying to picture it. I'm trying to identify it.
Maybe some mint.
Some sweetness. Yeah, a little minty almost.
And oranges.
It's the only single barrel that we do that you have to take 2 barrels and you blend them together to make your barrel.
Now
so
this,
you take 2 different barrels.
Now, this is nice. Not a lot of warmth. Nice flavor on it. Now, this is a 90 proof, which is it's a high proof.
Yeah.
But
don't let
the proof scare you away.
No.
That's a low proof for bourbon, 90.
Mm. Wow. Definite orange, almost a little lemon.
They've won
very
a lot
smooth.
Of awards since 1999, all the way up to last year.
Now, I remember they told us what's unique about their mash bill. I can't remember. They have corn, and I think they smooth it out with I don't know if they have wheat in there or
no,
not.
They just did, they did their wheat first now.
Right.
First wheated.
But very, very pleasant. Now, the Woodford Reserve, the master distiller is Chris Morris, who's the same master distiller as Old Forester.
Yes.
Now, the Old Forester, a definite fuller flavor profile that we will get to. Now we go into the Woodford Reserve Double Oak Barrel Finish Select.
So what they usually do is, once you've distilled it in the one oak barrel, because for it to be called a bourbon, you have to use a brand new oak barrel.
That's correct.
So they put the juice back into a brand new toasted oak barrel. So it gets double oaked.
Double oak. So we'll see. Now, again, we're tasting these back to back, so we'll have a really good idea of how they differ. We'll say cheers. Little different flavor complexion, almost more woodiness on the nose.
When you look at the color, it's going to be a lot darker than the regular Woodford.
Definitely getting more wood flavor, almost that wood muskiness.
You're going to be more full body.
Definitely more full body.
It's going to be creamy. You're going to get a long finish off of this.
Definite. A little bit of warmth. Not a lot of sizzle, but just enough.
No, you get some caramel, hazelnut, apple on the taste of it on the palate.
Now, I like the regular Woodford Reserve better. I just think a little smoother for my palate.
Yeah.
But this for people that want a little bit more sizzle, fuller flavored cigar.
Yeah.
Want to eat a nice Cajun meal? The Woodford Reserve Double Oak is the way to go. All right, so now we have sampled a total of 10 different bourbons and American whiskeys. We have 13 to go. We'll hit them all. Plus, we've got to have an old-fashioned as well. As we continue National Bourbon Heritage Month, Cigar Dave Mega Bourbon Tasting Maneuvers front and center.
You need to add some alpha to your Facebook news feed. By following The General, you'll get the latest intel in the world of cigars, info on the show each week, and see what The General is smoking. Click like at facebook.com/CigarDave.
The General front and center. Why are we running an encore presentation today of bourbon tasting maneuvers from last September? Very simple. I picked up a terrible upper respiratory infection, got through the show last week, but my respiratory infection has led to a bronchitis, so I'm trying to get this thing wiped out. It's going around. Talked to numerous people that are getting whacked by this thing. So I'm trying to get rid of this thing so that next week we are 100% for Super Snacks. For Super Bowl, we'll be joined by Colonel Ange in the Pooch Pit. Some great super snack recommendations to enjoy the big game. Also next week, some big news from the Premium Cigar Association front. Cretec International, which owns Ventura Cigar, also they're a very large wholesaler. They have announced they are pulling out of the 2020 PCA convention mid-July. That is now the top five booth exhibitors: Altadis USA, Drew Estate, General Cigar, Davidoff, and now Cretec International that have pulled out. So that does not bode well for the Premium Cigar Association. I will talk about that. Many of the family-owned cigar companies have expressed support for the PCA: Arturo Fuente, J.C. Newman, Lito Gomez of La Flor Dominicana. But it remains to be seen what happens. We'll have more next week. Also, at the World Economic Conference in Davos, Switzerland, where all the elite, the global elite, get together. Greta Thunberg, how dare you? How dare you ruin the climate for all of us? More pandering and more worries and more warnings of climate catastrophe. Her speech, we'll talk about that. We've got some great sound bites. And President Trump was beautiful. He said, hey, we're not going to succumb to the people of doom and gloom. And we're proud that America is now the number one energy producer in the country. So we've got a ton of stuff. Next week, I hope to be back at 100% for Super Snacks for Super Bowl.
A small shack in Kentucky, I've lived most of my life. And I do things my own way, I don't take no one's advice. I'm a simple man, an honest man, I get along just fine. When times are tough, I got three things that help me every time. Got guns and bourbon, see me through it all. The Lord above, the rifle I love, the siren.
Of course, the enemies of pleasure are melting down right now. They're going into convulsions. Everything we enjoy, bourbon, whiskey, guns, cigars, steak, oh, they are rolling over right now. But screw them. We could care less, because as alpha males and those of us that enjoy alpha male pleasure maneuvers, we could care less what anybody thinks. We're going to still fire up our grills. We're going to still drive our SUVs. We're going to shoot off our guns, of course, at ranges and only for protection. We're going to enjoy our cigars. We're going to enjoy our meat, our ribs, our spirits. As Lee Corso would say, life is good. Rejoined by Tommy Lee D'Addio, Elmer Tommy Lee D'Addio, or should I say E.T. Lee D'Addio, Tommy D. of Davidoff and Davidoff Store and Lounge in Tampa and the Corona Cigar Stores in Orlando, Sommelier Dave. We've got about 13 more bourbons that we have to get to. Let's go to this next one. Now, this is unique, the Pinhook Straight Bourbon. This looks like a wine bottle. I mean, I almost feel like I should be drinking Chardonnay out of this thing.
So what happened here was a bunch of investors bought the old Castle where E.H. Taylor used to be made. It's called Castle and Key now. And these are all their horses on their farm, and it shows when they were born, their hands. And they hired a female master still. I can't think of her name right now, but she actually recreated a mash bill from E.H. Taylor from the 1920s and laid that bourbon down, and Jimmy Rutledge helped them lay it down, too.
So Pinhook Straight Bourbon Whiskey. This is from Bourbon Country. The horse Pinhook, 15.3 hands. Color, sex, brown. It says C, so that's a colt, I would assume. Crop of 2018.
Yep.
Now, this is interesting. Alcohol by volume, 57.65%, 115.3
proof.
That's
their barrel proof.
Wow. So, the aroma, I'm getting a lot of citrus notes on here. Orange.
This is a three-year-old, so they're starting to, eventually they'll have six and eight cells.
We'll say cheers. 115. I got to be careful on this.
It's smooth. It's you would never know it was 115.
Ooh, got some. There's definitely some warmth that lingers on the way down. Definitely getting some maple, almost some oakiness to it.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely notice the wood. But this is not one that you want to sit.
Well, this is
straight up. And
there's a little problem with Pinhook right now. Right now they're buying from MGP, but we're looking at doing maybe a barrel with them, and it's a 4-year-old, and it's out of their distillery, and it tastes different when it's in Kentucky. So they're buying this from Indiana.
Now, MGP is MGP Industries. They bought the old Seagram's distillery.
Massive.
Just outside of Cincinnati. Largest, actually, distiller in the country.
Mm-hmm.
So many labels and boutique brands that you see use what we call the juice.
Bullet
used the juice from MGP.
Well,
that
they actually use the distillery, but a lot of them give them their own recipe.
Well, that's...
Because I just...
Yeah. Templeton does the same thing.
Right.
Templeton does the same thing. They give them the recipe.
That's correct. And now there's been a big controversy because people say, well, wait a minute. It says distilled by High West. No, it was distilled by somebody else.
It says Indiana.
Now what they say is distilled... They don't even say distilled by. They just say bottled by or distributed by.
Yep.
So they avoid any confusion. All right. So the Pinhook, very interesting. What would a bottle of that go for?
That's about 55.
And you don't see that at very many retail
stores.
Very
rare.
Yeah.
Extremely rare. But very pleasant. Definitely fuller. You get a lot of requests for that, Tommy?
Yeah.
Interesting. And you're really educating a lot of people that may not be familiar with some of these boutique brands about these new brands.
Yeah.
Outstanding. All right. So we have got now only... two segments to go, a half an hour of our Cigar Dave National Bourbon Heritage Month Mega Bourbon Tasting Maneuvers. We've got, I think, 11 to go, and an old-fashioned, we trudge right ahead. Can't wait.
Check out the all-new CigarDave.com. Get info on the cigars and libations the General enjoys during the show. Get recipes from the Pooch Pit and drink cocktails, too. You can listen to the show on our 24/7 stream or download the latest podcast to listen to anytime. Get it all at CigarDave.com.
Yeah. In 1964, Jose O. Padron began rolling cigars bearing his name.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that with proper care and just a little discipline should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
As we remember the anniversary of the North State fires, Northern Valley Catholic Social Service would like to thank you. Because of you, NVCSS has served over 26,000 people in the North State. Because of you, children have returned to school. Our communities are rebuilding. Families have a new place to call home. People are healing. Northern Valley Catholic Social Service thanks you. Together, we will continue inspiring hope and transforming lives.
Cigar Dave returns to the mic in 1 minute. Cigar Dave is back in 5, 4, 3, 2.
How long I've been on? When you're drinking, the show looks good to you. When you're drinking, you get stinking. It helps your point of view.
The great Dean Martin.
But when you're sober, the skies all seem gray. when you're sober. Life's a pain, so keep drinking. That's what I'm thinking, 'cause it's what I love to do.
Well, if Dean insists, we'll continue National Bourbon Heritage Month, Cigar Dave Mega Bourbon Tasting Maneuvers, and we've been drinking. We have sampled so far 10 bourbons and spirits and American whiskeys, and now we're going to hit number 11 with Sommelier Dave and Tommy Diadio of the Davidoff Store and Lounge and Corona Stores in Orlando. Few Bourbon, F-E-W. What does that stand for, Sommelier Dave?
Few, F-E-W, stands for the people that started it back in 2011. Paul Helenik, who is in Illinois, outside of Chicago. That was their name they gave the distillery.
Sergeant Steve, we had them on, didn't we? Yes, we had one of the founders
on. I don't know what
yeah.
the actual F-E-W would stand for.
But interesting. So this is their Few F-E-W
bourbon which wins a lot of awards
from
grain, for them.
Grain artisan spirit, 93 proof. Tell me about this.
So what you're going to get is a really nice soft finish in oak. You're going to get some cherries, rich caramel, wood, and burnt brown sugar on the nose. The taste should give you a really nice corn, spice up front, caramel, and vanilla.
Now, it's a three-grain bourbon recipe.
Right.
They infuse generations of southern tradition, they say, with a spiciness of northern rye and a touch of malt for smoothness.
So you're going to get
small batches.
Corn, rye, yeah. malted barley.
And you know what? I'm getting a little of that barley notes yeah. on, right. the, on the nose. We'll say cheers.
It's probably a little younger.
Very young.
Yes.
But they're winning some really
yeah.
nice awards.
Mm-hmm. It's sharp. It's got yeah. some sharpness yeah. to it. It is young. Take another sip here. Yeah, it needs a little more aging.
Another
but
year.
If you like another year, if you like the sharpness, I'm not getting a lot of woodiness to it. Just a very, very sharp taste profile. Next up,
Wood.
Old Forster.
Old
now,
Forster.
We had Jackie Zeichen, who is the master taster,
mm-hmm.
on last week. We had her for the entire second hour. Very fascinating. We talked in-depth about Old Forster. And one of the spirits she mentioned, the Old Forster 1910, is that the one that Sergeant Steve, she said, was incredibly popular and selling out? Or
yes. yes.
The 1920, yes. 1910.
We totally sold out.
1920 is popular, but 19 was
right.
released.
Right, she said,
was
went through the
yep.
roof. So we made sure we had the 1910 yeah. and 1920 on this tasting. So, Sommelier Dave, do the honors, please.
What you had was a fire on the bottling line, and it halted the production of Old Forester. Mature whiskey ready to bottle instead was stored in a secondary barrel. Mm-hmm. So here again, just like how they did with Woodford, they took new charred oak barrels, took the whiskey out of the ones that were mm-hmm. around the fire, put them in the secondary barrels, and then it created this beautiful
yeah.
whiskey.
So what happened was the barrels almost burned, so they almost fell apart. So
right.
it gave an extra char. So they recreated that method from the fire from Duluth.
Interesting.
Now 93
this,
proof?
Now, I'm just the notes that the aroma... Mm-hmm. Notes I'm getting on my nose here,
mm-hmm.
on the aroma.
Some buttercream,
yeah.
Yeah,
a little butterscotch,
yeah.
toffee, a little bit of citrus.
Could have cedar, apricot.
The cedar is what I'm getting. A lot of that woody type of note. So we'll say cheers and we'll taste this.
Your taste is going to be real smooth, well rounded.
Oh yeah.
Little sweet oatmeal raisin possibly.
Little raisiny, little spice, little sizzle, little warmth. Big difference from the Few that's
oh, yeah.
young.
Oh, yeah.
You can
yes.
tell this is
yeah.
properly
matured.
Aged. Oh yeah.
And
very nice.
On the finish, you're going to get charred oak, which will lead to a really nice, clean spice.
It is spicy. Very, very nice. I can see why this sold out. They call it the Old Forster 1910 Old Pine Whiskey.
So their mash bill is 70% corn, 18% rye, and 12% malted barley.
Mm-hmm.
So the rye gives a little bit of that
the spiciness,
and the maltiness softens it up. Now, suggested retail for a bottle, somebody, Dave.
Very inexpensive, $56.
Okay,
somewhere now, 55. 56.
Now that's not a limited run. It's just it was.
No, it is,
quickly.
A limited.
It is a limited run. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Next up, we have the Old Forster 1920
Prohibition.
Prohibition style, they call
mm-hmm.
it. So why does this differ? Why do they call it Prohibition style?
Well, because in 1919, when Prohibition was enacted, the Old Forster people went and sought after a ability to produce it medicinally. So you could go to your doctor And the doctor that they used in Louisville was Dr. Forster. He would write out a prescription for you to have a drab about six times a day for medicine purposes. And this is an ad honor.
But after he gave you the medicinal whiskey, yeah, his name was changed to Dr. Feelgood. Yeah.
So they recreated the mash bill from the 1920s.
All right, now the aroma on the nose here, a little bit flatter. I'm not getting a lot of that fruitiness, more of a woodiness to it. But let me say cheers, and we'll take a sip.
Well, it's a single barrel entity.
Woo!
A little bit
fire,
more spice.
Fire in the hole.
A lot more spice.
Major spice, major fire going down, major sizzle. What do you think, Tommy?
Both of them are very good. Very good.
I like the 1920 is a little softer. Mm. So, Somalia Dave, I'm going to take the 1920. This is, to me, a little bit too fiery as it goes
down. You mean the 1910?
You want the 1910.
Oh, no, 1910.
Yeah, yeah.
1920 you can take. Yeah, I'll take the 1910. Now, this is 115 proof, so you definitely notice
the sizzle. The heat.
Yeah,
right.
No question about it. Suggested retail for a bottle.
It's going to be the same. It's going to be around $55 to $60, depending on where you live.
All right, now we go to Tommy D.
Some of my favorites.
Shenks Kentucky Sour Mash Whiskey, and they call it Shenks Homestead.
Yeah.
Mixers.
Oh, this is proper mixers.
Yes.
Well, this is the original distiller. Mm-hmm. Tomas Shank in 1753 was one of the largest wheat or rye farmers outside of Philadelphia. So with the extra rye that he had that he didn't turn into bread or whatever, he made into whiskey. Washington came and bought some of this whiskey so that he could then fund the Continental Army.
This is their sour mash like Elmer T. Lee.
1753
is when it started.
It
so they
started,
consider
right.
themselves the actual
this
first whiskey distillery.
Let's raise a glass to Shenks and to the great George Washington for being able to fight the Brits. Mick the Brit has never been able to get over it since. We say cheers.
Here, here.
Tommy?
This went from retail last year from like $40-something dollars up to 80.
Yeah, it's 78 I have
it
written here.
It doubled
$80.
This
one year.
Is smooth.
Mm-hmm.
Very good.
Wow. Let me take another sip here.
Honey, cherry oak.
Mm-hmm.
It's nutty orange zest.
Honey, cherry. A little bit of oakiness, but not much. I'm getting a lot of that, almost like a cherry-like flavor with some nice warmth, but not overpowering warmth.
It's got a great moth feel.
5-star selection. Wait, no doubt.
Light smokiness on it.
Now, this is limited.
Yep. These are mine. He couldn't pull these samples.
Yeah. If you can find it, buy it.
This one is better. This is a true bourbon.
So, Shanks, this comes out, what, once a year?
Once a year. They make about 8 to 10 barrels of that.
Yeah.
They do about 8 barrels of Bumburgers a year, sometimes 6.
So this is from the same distillery?
Yes. Bumburgers.
Well, it morphed from Shanks, and then Abraham Bromberger bought the distillery in 1860. So from 1753 to 1860, Shanks had it. Then from 1860s through the 50s, it was Abraham Bromberger.
So my grandfather, Cigar Abe. So they both shared something in common.
And this was all in Pennsylvania. So they were making these two whiskeys in Pennsylvania. Abraham's sons, Michael and Peter, he put the two names together, and that's where Michter's comes in.
Say that one more time.
Michael and Peter.
Interesting.
Michter's, yeah.
Blended. That's Michter's.
Michter's. Ah.
And then it went defunct due to Prohibition and everything. And Chatham Imports was able to buy it up. And then took it to Louisville, where great bourbon is made. Because they wanted to make great bourbon.
These two are probably sitting in liquor stores all over the place that nobody
knows
what they are, and they walk right by them.
And I'm going to definitely go
online. You won't find them in Florida because all the whiskey societies pilfered them. But you might be able to find them in Buffalo.
I will
I'm
find them. Leave it to me.
Yeah.
Again, a unique bottle, almost like a wine bottle.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And just 108 proof on this. The aroma on this, interesting. I'm getting a little bit of mintiness on here.
Mm-hmm.
Almost a weedy, minty type of aroma. We'll say cheers.
Delicious flavors.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to get some of the caramel
really good.
Of it. You're going to get a lingering finish on
it. Small batch.
Little spicier than... The
sour mash.
Shanks.
Yeah, it's a sour mash. The other one.
The sour mash really makes a difference.
Yeah.
It smooths it out. This has a little bit more sizzle to it, but not overpowering. Let me take one more. A lot of heat on this. little sweetness. Zesty is what I would call it. Very, very nice. All right. Next up, we've got Kentucky Owl Bourbon. I like what it says on the label, Wise Man's Bourbon with an owl on here. Mm-hmm. This is batch number 8, so tell me about this, Tommy.
This one actually is part of Dave's, but...
it is, okay. Yeah.
Well, this has been... We're down to the fifth generation on this. Dixon Dedman's family started this back in the 1800s, and Prohibition, again, killed the brand. So it was his father, and now he, the fifth generation, has started it. It's in the Harrodsburg area of Kentucky.
And Stoli bought them, right?
Stolichnaya is now in control of the production
Wait,
of it all.
You're telling me Russians now own Kentucky Owls?
Ukrainians.
Let's call Mr. Mueller immediately begin investigation. Very suspicious.
The retail on this is too much.
Well, this is $175
a bottle. How much?
No, not this one.
Well, this is batch 8.
You ain't buying that for $175. It's over $200.
Is it really?
Yeah, everybody marks it up. You ain't finding that for under $230.
Almost like a sweet aroma on the nose, I'll say cheers.
Yeah, you're going to get
for
gardenia.
For $200, I can't wait to smell this.
Banana bread, toasty sourdough.
That's it.
Yeah.
Banana bread. Now, I will tell you, I would not pay $200 for this.
Wow.
To me?
It's a lot. The new one's $300 retail.
I wouldn't pay, well.
So when I was at the distillery, staying at the Beaumont Inn, I had a glass, and I paid $60 for a dram.
Let me explain to you this one.
Let me just say, to me, this is, I'm not getting a lot of fruitiness. I'm getting a lot of heat and a lot of sizzle.
It's dry.
See that, Bardstown?
Definitely dry.
There's a couple things in Bardstown where you're buying old bourbon from, 1792 and Heaven Hill. That's where this is coming from.
From Heaven Hill?
Or 1792, actually, most of it's
1792.
Coming from 1792. Buffalo Trace.
Well, I can tell you, this to me is not complex. It's very one-dimensional, just a lot of sizzle, not a lot of fruitiness with some warmth. So not a 5-star selection. I would not pay $175 or $200 for the Kentucky Owl Bourbon. All right, last one in this segment, Peerless Bourbon. Unique-looking
bottle. Great family.
Corky Taylor, fourth generation. His son, Carson Taylor, fifth generation, is running it. Corky's great-grandfather came over from Poland, spent all of his money and got into Louisville, Kentucky, and then eventually owned a bank.
Yeah.
And then eventually took that bank, made a ton of money, went to Chicago and started one of the most unique hotels in Chicago. Yeah. Used to sip whiskey with Al Capone and all that. And they make Peerless in Kentucky. This was a great story and all that. If you go to Louisville and go to their distillery, phenomenal.
And this is one you won't see in the stores, really.
They don't make enough. They just started their production back up.
So non-chill filtered. It says strictly sweet mash, no water added. Barrel proof, so no oil added. They don't cut it at all.
We did barrels of this. I might give you one.
You might?
We shared it with Burns. It's called Beef and Leaf.
Beef and Leaf. I like that.
Love
all right.
It.
We'll say cheers. Aroma on this. Definite notes of sweetness just on the aroma.
Bright honey, vanilla flavor.
Cinnamon. Mm-hmm. Cinnamon.
Going to get that from that barrel.
Now, to me, I'm getting cinnamon on the
cinnamon.
Smooth. Now, barrel strength, but this is incredibly smooth. Now, this is worth $150.
But it isn't. 70.
Yes,
worth 70. Every penny. I'm going to take another sip of this. It's so good.
This is a great story.
Little sizzle, definite cinnamon, almost like a little mini fireball in the funny
If anybody's going to Louisville, you have to look this one up off of 10th Street.
Yeah, it's fun.
5-star selection on this. So it's their own distillery, small distillery?
Yeah.
When do they restart?
A couple years
Four
ago.
4 years ago.
4 years ago.
But we don't even have the bourbon. I don't know how you got this bourbon.
I have connections.
Yeah. Because we're waiting on the bourbon. It's only being distributed now in 5 states. We're the 6th state to get it.
I also got the Woodford wheat, which is for grocery stores only. I already
have
it.
Oh, my goodness.
Fantastic.
You are the man.
Let's do the old-fashioned real quick.
Let's do the old-fashioned right now. Good idea. So tell me about this, Tommy. Old-fashioned.
This is 2 ounces of Four Roses single barrel, 1 ounce of the Demerol simple syrup.
Did you say
which
Demerol?
Is, Demerol is a... raw sugar.
Oh, now Demerol is in the drug.
Yeah.
And then 3 dashes of Angostura bitters, orange peel, and a cherry.
Oh, this is sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Very.
Very nice.
Americans like sweet.
Delicious.
I'm going to take another sip of this, pour a little bit more.
See how it's balanced? You taste all the sweetness, you just don't taste the bitter. It's all about stirring the cocktail properly.
What bourbon did you use with
it? I used Four Roses single barrel, 120 proof, or barrel.
A lot of sweetness, a little bit of bourbon.
That's what Americans like.
Wrong. That's what they like, and we'll have the recipe for you. All right, we've got about 5 more to go. The final and concluding segment, of this edition of the Cigar Dave National Bourbon Heritage Month Mega Bourbon Tasting Maneuver comes your way next.
The Cigar Dave Officers Club selection this month is the Gatekeeper from Alec and Bradley. This cigar was blended with the help of Ernesto Perez Carrillo. This beautiful stick has notes of cedar, nuts, and leather, giving it a smooth and rich profile. You can get cigars like these shipped directly to you every month by joining the Cigar Dave Officers Club. Get details at CigarDave.com.
Hi, this is Rocky Patel. If you're a beginner, or if you just enjoy a great mild cigar like I do in the morning, I suggest you try the Vintage 99. This 7-year-old Connecticut wrapper delivers a creamy, mild, smooth flavor. It's very, very balanced on your palate, and it absolutely is delightful. Tons of flavor, a perfect draw, and an incredible ash. This cigar is smooth. It will entice you to enjoying more and more of the Vintage 99s. It's just a nice, great, balanced, smooth cigar. Look for it, the oldest Connecticut shape in the market today. I'm Rocky Patel, and I promise you, nobody works harder than we do to make you a great quality cigar. Come visit us at RockyPatel.com.
Surgeon General warning, cigar smoking can cause cancer and heart disease.
A new year is upon us, and that means that I have selected 12 fantastic monthly selections for the 2020 Cigar Dave Officers Club, and it begins this month, January 2020, with the Alec and Bradley Gatekeeper, a magnificent collaboration between Alec Rubin, Bradley Rubin of Alec Bradley Cigars, and Ernesto Perez Carrillo of EPC Cigar. They collaborated to make a magnificent, medium-bodied, very nice rich cigar. It is the Alec and Bradley Gatekeeper featuring an Ecuadorian Habano wrapper, Nicaraguan binder, and fillers from the Dominican Republic and Nicaragua. Rich, little spice, little cedar, little nuttiness on the palate, a beautiful cigar. The first of 12 fantastic monthly selections in 2020 for the Cigar Dave Officers Club, the Alec and Bradley Gatekeeper. If you're not a member of the Officers Club, join now. $22.95 per month. You get three great cigars delivered to you each month. Go to CigarDave.com, click on Officers Club, and join now.
Hello, I'm Carlene Niver, and I would like to personally thank you for your support while we celebrate over 4 years of business at Carlene's Restaurant and Bar. I'm so proud and excited to see our growth with loyal and new guests alike. Those of you who know me know that I love great food, but more importantly, I love to enjoy myself wherever I go. And that's what my dining team and I strive for when you walk into Carlene's. As the weather transitions, don't forget to book our banquet room for any of your upcoming holiday needs. We also offer outside catering for any occasion. Open 7 days a week, 4 p.m. to 9 p.m., 10 p.m. Friday and Saturday. Happy hour from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., located in downtown Reading on Center Street. A pinch of patience, a dash of kindness, and a spoonful of laughter make for the best dining experience. I look forward to celebrating over 4 years of business with you at Carlene's Restaurant and Bar.
Welcome to the Year of the Bear, Black Bear Diner's year-long 25th anniversary celebration. Black Bear Diner first started serving up bear-sized portions of family favorites in 1995, and they are marketing this milestone with a year of tasty specials, fun celebrations, and a continued commitment to give back to the community. Stay tuned and be sure to stop by the Black Bear Diner on Hilltop Drive in Cypress and Reading all year long, and help us celebrate 25 years of
Black Bear Diner.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Promote your locally owned business on KCNR, Reading's only locally owned radio station. Brand your business through one of our advertising packages or by sponsoring a Colt 45's live broadcasted game. Call KCNR at 605-4565.
Get a 20-year, 200,000-mile powertrain warranty at no cost with every new 2020 Kia model exclusively at Redding Kia. 20-year, 200,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. For details, see dealer or go to reddingkia.com.
Next up, we've got the Weller Antique 107.
Yep.
Talk about it.
History in this one is the first wheated bourbon ever created was by William LaRue Weller, who Julian Van Winkle, Pappy Van Winkle, came to work with, and the mash bill is the same. So this is one of our single barrels, which is amazing.
Wow, a lot of sweetness.
The wheated bourbon.
A little cinnamon on the...
So there's no rye in this. It's corn, wheat, and barley.
For wheat, it's got a lot of sizzle to it.
That's
spicy.
That's sweet and spicy.
Sweet
and
spicy. Yep.
Perfect.
Yep, sweet and spicy. No doubt about it. Mm. Wow, a lot of sweetness,
a lot of spice.
A
lot of flavor.
All right, next up. Basil Hayden's 2x2. I like the Basil Hayden, but the 2x2 rye, very unique.
This is two bourbon barrels, two rye, put together. That's why it's called 2x2.
All right. The aroma on this, it's interesting. Almost a muted oakiness.
It's like a bull rye from High West.
Yep. Say cheers.
Not my favorite.
No, you can definitely taste the rye, but not as powerful as I thought.
It's young.
Young, but it's pretty smooth for a young whiskey. So very, very pleasant on that. Young, but tasty. Next up, we go out to Texas. Don't mess with Texas. Now, this is from Garrison Brothers. Two brothers, Dan and Dayton in High Texas, that began distilling in 2006. Now, this is the Garrison Brothers Texas Straight Bourbon Whiskey from My Bar. They don't even make it anymore.
No, this is the spring edition from 2010, was it, or 11?
This was, I'll tell you in 1 second. This was from 2010, which is the corn harvest.
That's when they laid it down.
Yep. Barrel and distilled in barrel 2010, released spring 2004. Bottle number 10710, aged 2 years in oak. We will
The little
say
history
cheers.
On these guys is he used to work with Elmer T. Lee. Elmer T. Lee gave him their copper still to start their distillery. They laid the bourbon down. They picked the barrels up. The heads were, it was so hot in Texas, the heads were popped
just
off.
Destroyed
they lost everything,
right?
And they had to build the bourbon barrels for Texas 2 inches thicker than Kentucky.
Now, the taste on this, interesting. It is young, 2 years.
It's heat.
You're getting, it's some heat, but you're getting a lot of the corn sweetness.
Yes.
So it's a combination of the white dog.
Correct.
With a little barrel.
Because they can't leave it in the barrel too long because it's too hot.
Too hot down in Texas. Exactly. So very nice. And, again, they don't make it anymore, but they've got their small batch and some of their other bourbons doing very well. Next up, this is the Angel's Envy Bourbon Whiskey finished in port barrels. It is cask strength.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this was given to me. Somalia Dave, you gave me this. This is a very small bottle, just a sample. From 2015, not available anymore, but we figured we would taste it. Say cheers.
Nostrovia.
Woo! That is some major, major heat.
Heat.
Major sizzle.
It's so smooth and sweetness.
A little bit of that port barrel.
Yeah.
Yeah, very
nice. A little spice off of that.
A lot of spice.
This one was my Knob Creek barrel that's supposed to be a 9-year-old, but they sent us samples, and by the time it was barreled, it was a 14-year, 8-month cash strength, barrel strength, Knob Creek single barrel.
All right. A lot of muted wood notes. Say cheers. Some sweetness, very smooth.
It doesn't taste 120.
No, it doesn't taste 120 at all. A little bit of spice.
Mm-hmm.
Not a lot of sizzle.
Very well
very
balanced
nice.
For a 14.
Now we're going to wrap it up with Frank Sinatra's favorite. Now, Jack Daniels was not very popular. Frank Sinatra became buddies with one of the Jack Daniels reps, and the next thing you know, he takes it from a boutique brand to a internationally known brand. This is the Gentleman Jack, which is double mellowed. Goes through two Lincoln County charcoal processes. We'll say cheers, and to all of you gentlemen, we'll say cheers.
Cheers to you, Dave.
Cheers.
And we thank you for your participation as I take a taste of Gentleman Jack.
My thrill and pleasure.
Oh, incredibly smooth, sweet, no bite. The perfect whiskey, American whiskey, Tennessee whiskey to end on. So we have had 23 bourbons and American whiskeys, two bourbon-related cocktails, everything listed at CigarDave.com. Special thanks to Tommy Diadio of Corona Cigar,
pleasure.
Davidoff, Sommelier Dave, Cigar always Dave, the general saying, may your humidor always be full. May your cutter always be sharp. Mayor Ashby, extra, extra long. Semper Delectatio, always pleasure. Long live the Alpha. Cheers. May the rest of your National Bourbon Heritage Month be as tasty as our tasting today.
That concludes today's live Cigar Dave show. Stay tuned as the replay will begin momentarily. Sit back, relax, and light up a cigar. News from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Our Dave.